Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like your inner voice is a grumpy critic, constantly raining on your parade? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that tune. Today we're tackling the beast that is negative self-talk and learning how to build a fortress of positive affirmations. It's time to swap those self-doubts for self-love because, let's face it, you deserve it. You know that feeling when you're about to tackle something new, and your brain throws in a chorus of you can't do this, it's too hard, or you'll mess up. That, my friends, is negative self-talk rearing its ugly head. It's like having an uninvited guest at every party your life throws, always bringing the mood down. But here's the good news. You have the power to evict that negativity and invite in a whole lot of positivity. So let's break it down into some actionable stoic power moves. 1. Recognize the inner critic. First things first, acknowledge the negative voice. Don't try to ignore it or pretend it doesn't exist because that just gives it more power. Start paying attention to those thoughts, what triggers them. What kind of language does it use? Once you recognize the pattern, you can start to challenge it. Think about it like this. Would you let a friend talk to themselves that way? Probably not. So why put up with it from your own inner voice? 2. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, consciously rephrase the thought into something positive or more realistic. Instead of I can't do this, try this will be challenging, but I'm willing to give it my best shot. Remember, our thoughts shape our reality. So let's start shaping a reality where we feel empowered and capable. 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, gratitude is like a superpower. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, shifts your perspective and helps combat negativity. Keep a gratitude journal, make a list of things you are thankful for every day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. You'll be surprised how much the simple practice can change your outlook. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit where it's due. Don't downplay your successes, they're proof that you are capable and growing. Remember, self-compassion is key to building a positive mindset. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together. Well, it holds true when it comes to our mindset too. Spend time with people who lift you up, inspire you, and support your goals. Limit exposure to negativity, those toxic relationships, or social media feeds that drag you down. Choose to be around people who bring out the best in you. Alright, let's bring this into a real-world scenario. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, and your mind starts whispering, what if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm not good enough? Sounds familiar, right? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, yep, I'm feeling nervous, then reframe the situation. Tell yourself I've prepared well for this. I have something valuable to share. Even if it doesn't go perfectly, I'll learn from the experience. Focus on your strengths and remind yourself that you're capable of handling this. See? Turning those negative thoughts into positive affirmations can make a huge difference in how we approach situations. Remember, overcoming negative self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistency. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of your own mind. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start building that fortress of positivity. Share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic boost. Leave us a review and let us know what you think. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.